All right.
Are you tired of talking about Brady Point?
I'm not even, I haven't even started yet. You're already chomping them. Just, we won a couple and now you're showing up, so this is good.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, not everybody travels with the team.
I'm just playing. Let's go. We'll get this. We'll get this going. I know you're chomping to get out to the Leafs pregame skate. All right, go.
No. Could you have envisioned Brayden Point being on your top line as a center way back at the beginning of the year?
No, because then that would have if Steven Stamkos doesn't get hurt, then I'm probably not envisioning that. But on the talent and side of things, he's probably where we thought he might end up, just he's done it way faster than we could imagine. But that has been pushed along, you know, in the sense of how many centermen we lost. Because you think, not only did the three guys get hurt the other night, but, you know, obviously Stammer's been down and, you know, we've lost two in player transactions at the deadline. So guys are climbing the ladder and he's one of them. And there's a lot been put on his plate and he just keeps passing with flying colors. It's pretty impressive.
Speaking of those three guys, none of them were on the ice today. I'm assuming they're out for tonight, Mestikov, Johnson.
Yeah, they're all out.
This Saturday too, probably?
I don't know. Asking Saturday. But they're out tonight.
Coach Jake Dawson, 6'6", 220, mm-hmm. 2 years in the American Hockey League, and come in here like a sixth round pick. I mean, these are gems. They're nuggets, aren't they?
Well, there's the prime example of, you know, I'm a big advocate for the American League. It helped me as a coach, and it helps a lot of guys as players. But I think the one thing, what did you say, sixth round pick? So a sixth round pick goes to the American League and just goes and plays. Because just as you said, he's a nugget, but he was drafted, but you look at him as, well, he was a sixth round pick. So he goes in with no pressure, no nothing, just gets to work on his game. And then when he comes up, the expectations are not anywhere where, say, a first-round pick guy when he goes down. And I think that actually helps guys, is you just don't have that weighing on your shoulder, and all you're doing is fighting to get to the NHL. And you're not rushing him, whether that's because he is a sixth-round pick. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of that mindset. And Jake, he's just believed in himself that he could do this. And I truly believe, though, you know, Rob Zetler and Benoit Grew have been really, really good for him. Two different style guys, but he's developed really, really well under those two guys, and we're just a benefactor of what they've done with him.
What do you think about these guys, young guys, playing in these type of playoff style or playoff race, good for their development too, and these young guys that are playing in these roles?
Well, who are you talking about, our team or theirs?
Both I guess.
But. Yeah, it's for us, it's a little different in the sense that because we've got so many guys that are now gone or hurt in our runs, there's a whole new, you know, like new guys here. And so for them, this is probably a little different. It's probably reminiscent of us a few years ago when we were just trying to find our way and it was just a bunch of young guys going out there and playing. And that's kind of where we're at now. But you're not doing it without goaltending. You're not doing it without the way our defense are playing, and you're not doing it without your best players being your best players, the Kuchs, the Palats, and on and on and on. And so these other guys have just been an unreal supporting cast for them, and it's probably why we're having a little bit of success.
Coach, speaking of goaltending, how much do you think Vasilevskiy's experience last year in the ECF, he's kind of been able to take that with him right now for this stretch of hockey that he's playing?
I'm sure that's something to draw on. Whether that he's drawing on that right now, I'm not sure. I know that he's really, the way this year has progressed and the ups and downs we've gone through, whether it's been our play or our goaltender's play, I think more of that is what he's probably drawn more from that. And I think when Bish went down and, I don't know, was it January, and Vasi had to play those 10 straight games, I think that was something, I think he found out a little bit about himself, what he could handle, what he couldn't. Then you take in some of these experiences he's had from the past, and then, you know, Bish goes to LA, and it's, you know, he's in the driver's seat now, and I think all these little things along the way have helped prepare him for that. Let's raise that now.
We thought of Freeze the first couple of games.
He's been good. He's a responsible player. He's done everything we've asked. I know, you know, our systems are different, but hockey's hockey, and he's just jumped right in. He's won some big draws for us. He's had some really pretty good chances to score. They just haven't gone in for him. But he's been a pleasant surprise, and that was definitely a good pickup. Now that we're in the position we're in with needing centermen, and he can step into that situation, but that was a good get for us at the deadline.
Coach, in his time here, what did you learn about Brian Boyle as much off the ice as on it?
Oh, that, I can't say enough about Brian Boyle. I could go on for a long time about him. You know, I got to know his family well. The dad's trips he's a great guy. They just, his
the
whole family.
Like brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Well, I don't call them by their names. I just call them by their numbers. Which one was born when? So, I think I've met a bunch of the numbers, but he's just a phenomenal human being. And you know, if you needed somebody, if I needed a young kid to be mentored, I went to Boyle for that. And I'm sure I can't sit here and say what they're doing in Toronto, but I'm sure he's been put in that situation with some of the young guys there. But he's always a team first guy. Ultimately, in the end, he finds a way to help a team win. And he really did that for us. And to see him, you understand why he, you know, had to leave and stuff like that. But it was a pleasure having him. And as you said, if there was always a guy that, you know, he'd lost a game, had lost a few in a row, he was the one who would stand up and talk in the media. He would take command of situations like that, and just a great guy to have around.
With the Leafs come off a bad loss and the standings looking the way they are, I know you guys have been in playoff mode probably feels like for a while now. What sort of game are you expecting?
I don't know. I know there's like a lot of onus being put on this game, but there's still lots of hockey left. You know, like a week and a half ago, we were probably a few points behind the Leafs. We didn't play them, and now we're, you know, neck and neck with each other. Is this an extremely important game? Yes. Are we looking at this just because it's the Leafs and we're battling with each other? I don't think it matters. Might maybe singing a different tune when we're in Toronto, you know, the first week of April, when we're there, second week of April, we're there. That's probably going to have a little different meaning. But this is just, you know, we need these two. And everybody can sit here and say, oh, you know, the Lightning got their back way in and the Leafs are right there. But don't forget the New York Islanders are hanging around and everybody else that's nipping at our heels. So I always say we've got ourselves back into the conversation, but playoffs started today. We're out. Actually, so are the Leafs. And so this is, you know, the quote-unquote four-point game. But regardless of how this goes, like, we need to get points out of this game. And then whoever playing next, focus on that game and, you know, not put too much onus on, you know, this being one game in our season. It's not. There's double digits games left, and we just got to make sure we're elevating our play that we have been of late, and everything will be okay.
Good. Thanks.